you will hear an interview with a scientist called Anna Millwood, who is an expert on fish.
Today we're talking to Anna Millwood, who is an expert on fish. Welcome, Anna. How did you first become interested in fish?
Well, my mum often took me to the zoo, and I probably saw fish there. I'm not sure. One thing I remember, though, is that when I was 8, I persuaded my teacher to get some fish in a tank for our classroom. The idea came from a novel I had. The main characters were fish, and I think that's when my love for them started.
Did you ever want to be a vet?
Yes, I actually started a course to become one. It was a long course, 6 years, but I only completed 2 of them before I switched to biology. It wasn't that I didn't care about animals that were ill, I just wanted to focus on other things, like why are there so many different animals, and how's one fish different from another?
Are you mainly a researcher now?
Yes, though I also teach. Right now, I'm collecting information about the lakes that are home to a particular type of fish. Most of my research is about that sort of thing. This fish is one that I discovered 2 years ago. Scientists didn't even know it existed. Hopefully, by studying these fish, we'll be in a better position to protect them.
I imagine your work can be difficult sometimes.
I love my work. I've looked for fish in the freezing waters of northern Russia and in Australian rivers where huge crocodiles live. I deal with all sorts of people, scientists, students, fishermen, with different cultures and languages. And I spend months on end studying fish in a laboratory. I find that part of my work more challenging than anything else. It requires great concentration.
What do you talk to fishermen about?
They often know more than anyone else about the fish in the waters where they work, and I learn a lot from them. They'll often tell me where I can find a particular type of fish, and they know all about the numbers of fish in a particular area and how they're getting smaller. They're directly affected by it.
Finally, Anna, do you eat fish?
Yes. I like it, and it's good for me. But I don't buy fish that's imported from faraway countries. I choose fish that comes from local waters. And I think it's important that everyone does that. The biggest problems for fish populations are caused by huge businesses which catch enormous numbers of fish and sell them all over the world.